Local breweries are on the rise, and with that, new ways to serve and complement beer. In this next installment of Area Voices, producer Tammy Bobrowski sits down with a panel of local experts to talk and taste beer and cheese pairings.
You can think of a good pairing like, wow, that tastes amazing together. Or you can think of it like, wow, that thing brought out this thing I wasn't tasting before. Oh, my goodness, wow. Or you can think of it like, that was really fun to taste that and talk about it. You know, there's sort of like good is a to be determined characteristic of a pairing.
When we think about pairing cheese with a beverage, we usually think of wine. But with the surge of new breweries across Minnesota, why not consider beer? We've assembled a local expert panel to do a taste testing to let us know what makes a good beer and cheese pairing.
Tom Hill, I'm head brewer with Bemidji Brewing Company right here in Bemidji. So today I brought the German Blonde Ale, which is pretty pale, delicate, German-influenced with malts and hops. And then we also have our new single hop Eureka, and that's an India Pale Ale, so nice and hoppy, very dry. And then the third thing we brought was our 2015 Double Porter, and that's a big, rich, decadent winter warmer. And then finally, I have our Blackberry and Raspberry Aged Sour Red Ale.
Mackenzie Lindahl, Perishables Manager at Harmony Natural Foods Co-op, and I take care of our cheeses. So today I brought... From our selection at Harmony, I brought the Rathcase Havarti, just an original Havarti. It's a fattier, richer, creamier cheese, and yet it still holds up to slicing. And then I also brought the Hook's five-year cheddar. It's a sharp cheddar made in Wisconsin, made by the Hook's family, who specialize in aging cheddars.
Vivian Morgan, and I'm an artisan cheesemaker, and I make cheese at home. I bought a range of cheeses, and they're all made from local milk. I started with some fresh cheeses, some Fromage Blanc and some Chèvre. And then in another pot, I mixed those two cheeses and added some morel mushrooms. So those are bright, light, fresh cheeses. And then moving up the ladder on that in terms of, you know, strength of flavor, I have a pepper jack, and the pepper jack is made with my own paprika peppers and different kind of peppers in there, and they're blended into a jack cheese, and that's aged about 4 months right now. And then I have a bleu de Carius, which is a raw milk cheese that is a little younger than the other cheeses, so that's sitting about 2 to 3 months. And then the top end of the oomph is the Blue Gouda, which I think is sitting about 5 months. It's a very strong cheese.
I think we'll start by tasting the Havarti with the German Blonde. The bodies are actually similar in lightness as far as, like, if you look at a cheese scale, you see the light, creamy colors.
So as you mentioned, the German Blonde is just, it's a very pale beer. It's kind of our approachable beer, we call it. A lot of breweries brew like an American wheat or something that's very pale, not hoppy or not bitter, and just almost like a patio pounder, summer quencher. And that's our German Blonde Ale. It's a lot of Pilsner malt, so it's very, very clean, almost like a saltine cracker-like malt backbone. And then we use German Sapphire hops in it. We were fortunate enough to receive a bronze at the World Beer Cup for it. The World Beer Cup is held every 2 years. It rotates cities around the U.S., and it's in conjunction with the Craft Brewers Conference. And it's the largest international beer competition in the world. So we were fortunate and thrilled to be recognized.
I think the beer is gorgeous, and the Havarti is gorgeous, but it feels like the Havarti... and the beer are not melding. The beer's overriding the Havarti. They're both gorgeous separately. Together, they don't seem to marry for me.
I kind of agree. Like, I feel like the cheese, while delicate, is maybe still a bit too rich for such a bright beer. Like, it's very creamy. It's got a little bit of that fattiness on your tongue. Again, delicious. But I think that pairing is maybe a bit disjointed.
So I'm going to suggest which one it's going to go better with. This is such a beautiful beer, and I think that the Pepper Jack will work with it. So let's try that.
Let's give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever had an artisan Pepper Jack before, and this is fantastic. It's got such a depth of pepper flavor.
It's that smoky, bright, just red, juicy, peppery taste too. That.
Well, I think the blonde does a good job in kind of tempering the little bit of heat that is there. Certainly adds a refreshment factor that maybe wasn't there with the previous cheese.
Yeah, it's even sparklier on the tongue when you take a sip after eating the Pepper Jack.
Our panel moved on to the single hop Eureka India Pale Ale.
We've been developing how we brew IPAs for the last couple of years, and we now have a full-time brewer as well who works along with me, Chris Marty, and the guy's a serious hophead, and he brews some kick-butt IPAs. So as we mentioned, it's a single hop beer. It's a new one on the scene called Eureka, and it, with an exclamation point, is actually with the trademark name. It's very fruity. Of course, there's that little bit of pine and herbal element that's going to come with a lot of aggressive hops. We get almost like a peach character out of it, like a peach nectar character, as well as just the classic kind of dank, saturated, rich American hop character. And we're really excited to kind of keep using this hop.
After you take even a small sip of it, it's so juicy, and it's just an awesome experience. Doesn't even really need cheese, but feel like there is one here that would be fun to try with it.
I think there's one that we could try very quickly to get a low end, and that's the mushroom morel fromage blanc chef mix. I think that might take a bit of the fruitiness, but I'm expecting the beer to override it, but we'll see. Mm-hmm.
So one thing I like about this recent pairing is it tastes like there's a peppery note in there. I'm not sure if that's all from the morels, or if that's coming from the culture as well, or if there is added pepper.
I tasted the Chev Fromage Blanc morel combination when we got here, and then I tasted it with this beer now as we were speaking about it, and I could taste the mushrooms. They just jumped out to me, whereas earlier I didn't really get it. But this beer is really stealing the show.
We switched to a blue cheese, Vivian's own Blue Dacarius, with the IPA.
The description of it is it's a blue vein cheese made with cow's milk, originally by small fruitiers or village cheesemakers who process the milk from local dairy farms. I make a wide range of blue cheeses because that's my favorite. And this one is sort of a middle of the road in terms of how heavy in flavor it is. But you may disagree, because if you don't like blue cheese, it might taste incredibly strong, and if you do, it may not.
Your initial response was absolutely pungent with the aroma. Very powerful. But the flavor really mellowed out. It's pretty incredible how soft and complex it is, I guess, once you get it on your palate and it's not just coming in your nose.
In the notes of the scent of it, I have to say I smell nuttiness, not just people think, ooh, that cheese stinks, but what does it stink like? It's really, really earthy.
I love this, because what's happening here, when you have it with the beer, that funk comes out. You could try it with the funk comes out of it, and the fruitiness steps right forward, whereas this beer would by itself has a really strong hop flavor that comes forward, which is slightly bittering. And now you put them together and it's sweet.
That's an interesting point, because one thing that has been preached a lot in food pairing and beverage pairing in general is pairing intensity with intensity. And that doesn't have to mean sweetness and sweetness. It can mean just intense flavors balanced by other intense flavors. So in this case, we've got a powerful hop aroma, some bitterness, and then you've got certainly intense flavors coming from the cheese that absolutely pair well.
We're talking beer and cheese pairings with Mackenzie Lindell from Harmony Co-op, Vivian Morgan, artisan cheesemaker, and Tom Hill from Bemidji Brewing. And we're getting ready to try a double porter with the artisan-made Pepper Jack cheese.
So we just popped open our 2015 double porter. And this is a winter warmer, so it's big, it's malty, it's about 8.5% alcohol. And it's dark, it's roasty, it's got a little bit of chocolate and cocoa in the nose. It's definitely got, it's as it sits in the bottle now for 6.5 months or so, it's developing this kind of like almost like baker's cocoa and fig sort of aroma.
I've just tasted it, and I'm not usually a porter fan, but I like this one a lot. I love that chocolate that's in there. That's incredible.
It just, it feels local. It tastes like it feels in the winter. Tried it with the paprika pepper jack, and it just felt like a party. Think about peppers and like the spicy warming characteristic, sort of going at the warming characteristic in two different ways with the beer and the cheese.
I think the pepper jack with the double porter has an interesting mole sort of characteristic to it.
Yes.
So that, you know, cocoa and chili spice, and the beer's got a decent amount of body and that creaminess of that cheese.
Yeah, it's like Christmas tacos.
I think we should try it with a gutsy one.
The Blue Gouda.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is...
That's got some footy stuff going on there.
Lots of feet.
In the nose.
Yeah, this one's a herd of runners.
Yum.
There's a level of creaminess that isn't there in the porter, especially prior, and neither in the cheese. It's interesting to see it really blossom.
Yeah, it's like marshmallows on your hot cocoa.
Our final beer is the Blackberry Raspberry Sour.
It spent 8 months in a used red wine barrel, along with all these lactic acid bacteria that add a lactic tartness to it. So along with that tartness and the base beer itself, you get this inherent fruitiness to it. And then we paired that up with actual fruit. So we added a bunch of raspberries and a bunch of blackberries, and we let it ferment out the sugars from the fruit for another 3 to 4 months. So total, we're looking at about a year turnaround on this beer. It's brightly fruity, and it's very tart, and it's also very dry. So this is probably the driest beer we've had here today.
I've just tasted this with the Fromage Blanc, the blandest cheese. And that's cut the acidity, heightened the sweetness, and heightened the fruit.
This is a fantastic cheesecake and dessert beer as well.
Mm. Oh my
So
gosh.
That idea of just having a really neutral, ultra creamy cheese, and then having the fruit on top of it, it just screams dessert and decadence.
I'm not finding anything on the plate that's bringing it down to earth. I'm not sure. Maybe it's just my sweet tooth kicking in.
Sure.
Because of the acidity and tang, that I want something sugary.
It's been a wave. I mean, it's probably passed already, but the whole idea of salty and sweet, the whole salted caramel, salted chocolate, all of that whole craze, along with beers like this, really can be fun pairings.
Yeah, I feel like the salt and the umami flavors come out a lot more in the Havarti with this particular beer.
It shifted the Havarti away from that butter, pure mm-hmm. butter, to what? I can't pin that down, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like scrambled eggs?
Oh, now you've said it. I'm
but
not going to lose it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, but it's true.
In defense of beer, wine and cheese certainly gets plenty of attention. Beer intrinsically may be a better or at least formidable opponent to cheese pairing in that they're both grass-derived. So barley and wheat are grasses, and where does the sugars and all the protein and all the goodness that milk is derived from comes from grass. So inherently there may be something going on there that maybe lends itself to being a great pairing just intrinsically. Not knocking wine. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love how it pairs the cheese. But I think it's something, as we kind of started out, it was a lot of times it seems like you have beer that potentially is like a lowbrow, swilling beverage, but it can certainly step up and be a formidable opponent for pairing with fantastic cheeses.
This conversation has been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of the great state of Minnesota.